What a privilege we have, right? You know, Jesus said that Mary did the one thing that was more important than anything. Remember, Martha was busy serving. But Jesus said that one thing Mary did is what got Lazarus up. Y'all will catch that. Martha was too busy trying to fry chicken and fix potato salad and the peas for the dinner. Mary was sitting there getting the word. Are you listening? So we come here to receive from Apostle, and everything else flows from there. Okay, that's how you build an apostolic house. So Father, we thank you for tonight and for the students here. We thank you for our apostle once again. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life, the mantle that's upon his life, the impartations that we daily receive as we daily partake of that mantle and that anointing that is upon his life. We thank you for the royal family. We thank you for this training center. All of us are being benefited by this connection. We ask that the Holy Spirit tonight will continue to teach us and take us farther into catching the waves of revival. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter number 3, the nature of revival, is what we have been talking on. And so we're going to try to get through those 7 essentials tonight. And then for the final class, we'll deal with chapter number 4, which will teach us how to flow with revival. All right? So let's start with the first one. What does it say?
Revival is seen at the breaking forth of heaven's fire on earth.
Revival is seen. Which one is that? That's number one. Okay, number one. Revival is seen as heaven's fire on earth. Go ahead.
Fire purifies, reducing the size and quantity of the material, but increases the value.
All right, now we covered that last week. I want my bullets that she sent to you, not that stuff. Got to help them out, y'all. I gave you some bulletized information. One-liners. We're going to start with number the third one. We covered the first two, right? I want to start with the, talks about the need for the fire starter. That's the one I want. Let's start with number 3. Okay. All right.
In need for ignitable materials.
All right. In the nature of a, there's a need for ignitable or combustible material. That means something in us got to catch on fire. Oh, come on now. See, if there's going to be revival, we must be combustible. We must become the material that catch on fire. Remember, Jesus said, John speaking concerning Jesus said, the one who come after me is preferred before me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, you know, if you've been in the church any length of time, you realize that all we know about is the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. All right. Y'all know we don't hear too much about the fire, right? But when you study Acts chapter 2, you realize that the Bible say, and cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. Right? Do you know you stir up the fire by giving it more oxygen? Do you know praying in tongues is the oxygen to the flame that's in you? Are you listening to me? That's why Paul say praying always in the Spirit. See, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself. Why is that so important? Because what's happening is, you know, the more you feed a fire, the more intense it gets. And the more intense it gets, the more it reduces. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Huh? You start out big, but by the time it finished with you, you don't even exist no more. Are you listening to me? See, it's not that fire causes us to become him. So there's a need for combustible materials. You know, some stuff ain't gonna catch on fire.
That's right.
They have what they call fire resistant material now. Oh, Jesus. In the church. See, I wasn't talking about the going. Now you cooks. Now you know us men don't know a whole lot about cooking, but we do know some things. All right. But their gloves they make now. Where you go in the oven. Come on, talk to me. You know, you used to go in there with the oven, you grab the heater, take care of your hand. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the good cooks. But now you have these gloves, right? They're not they're fire resistant, heat resistant, and everything, right? Okay, well, they got some Christians like that. They're resisting the flame. So they can't catch on fire. So you don't need to waste time with them. Amen. That's like taking, see, I do, I used to do a lot of barbecuing. Well, you don't get to get half of you unless something happened. I used to like to put all that on the grill. But there are two types of coal you can get. Match light, which is already has the lighter fluid in it. Then you have your just regular Kingsford. All right, that you got to buy a lighter fluid and squirt it on, then let it sit for a while, then take and squirt some more and let it sit for a while, because the object is to get it so saturated that when you throw the match on it, you understand, it lights up. But why do that when you can just get it soaked already? So when we soak with the word, you understand, and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon that word will catch on fire, then praying in tongues will help fan the flower. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So we must become combustible material for the revival. Okay, read.
To gather momentum. Ignitable materials are needed.
To gather momentum, ignitable materials are what?
Needed.
You know why they're needed? Because you can't keep the fire going if it burn it all up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Huh? There's a, you got to keep on, put it another way, keep putting wood on the fire.
That's right.
Yesterday's revelation can't go further.
Come on.
You can't teach. Have y'all noticed, well, see, if you haven't been around this school, I've been here a while. I came a few years before I actually, you know, got involved. I'm following the apostle. I asked permission to come sit in this class. He said, yes, sir. After driving up here for about 2 years, I said, that don't make no sense. I should have been in school. I could have been and graduated, you know. But what I'm saying to you is, you see, you got to keep adding wood to the fire.
Yes, sir.
You can't build on old revelations. Everything about this school changed even after I graduated. I even have on the camera a young lady, she can tell you everything that we're teaching in this school, everything we learned. No, we didn't throw it away, but we went apostolic. So therefore, everybody who graduated before us and with us should really just enroll and come back to school.
That's right. Right. I agree. Right.
But you know, if you were happy with just that little paper, y'all not talking.
Right.
See, you don't want to put no fresh wood on the thing. Wood will eventually be consumed. All right, go ahead, read.
God works on the life of the church.
God works on the life of the church.
To become a vessel. That he can put flames on.
Do you understand that? It's God at work in us both to will and to do of all his good pleasure. Can I put it another way? God is the one who's purging us, cleansing us.
Yes,
come on, getting all of the stuff out of us.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So we can become vessels for his use.
Yes. That's right.
I try to give you these examples so you can relate. When God told Joshua, he said, my servant Moses is dead. I'm calling you to lead him to the promised land, right?
Yeah.
But as Joshua was leading them into the promised land, they had a bunch of ites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Hittites. You read it. They're all in your Bible. What God was trying to show us is, in order for me to possess the promised land, which is you.
That's it. Yep.
See, you are the land of Canaan.
Yes,
now, see, you got to read. Everything in the Bible got a double meaning. God said, I'm really talking about you.
That's right.
So when I want to go possess the promised land of which you are, I cannot possess you till I get them ites out of you.
That's right, sir.
You listening?
Yes.
So the first thing God wants to inhabit and dwell in is us.
That's right.
And in order for him, watch what I'm saying. I know we say, oh, Lord, you have full possession of us. Well, if he did, he wouldn't have talked about the renewing of the mind. In our spirits, as apostles have trained us, everything is complete, perfection, whole. You listening to me? But for God to possess this body, the Bible says you present your body. You got to do that. God can't do that for you. God can't do that for you. So what has to happen is that fire got to burn up everything. Watch what I'm about to say. In that mind. In that mind. See, it's not the body. I know we think the body the problem, but the body is not the problem. The mind is the problem. Because when the spirit is in charge and the mind is working right, the body say, what you want me to do, sir? That's why there's a fleshly mind and there's a spiritual mind. You follow what I'm saying? You understand that? The spiritual mind means you. That's a mind that's been renewed to the word of God. Therefore, the body will become subjected. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But a fleshly mind is on the inside, you're whole and new. But you still got the ites. See, the ites are in that flesh. But they got in there because of the mind. Y'all with me? Okay, so we got to get the ites out. That's what the fire for. Because the fire want to burn them up. Consume them. All right. Read. God wants us to become responsive.
To his touch and his spirit.
God wants us to become responsive to his touch and to his spirit. In other words, you got to be sensitive to know when God is nudging you. Yeah. Oh, y'all act like he don't nudge you. Let me help you out tonight. What's about when he waking you up at 3-4 in the morning? How many times has he woke you up and you keep talking about you got insomnia, I can't sleep, I'm restless. All that stuff you be using, you don't realize that's God touching you. He's trying to see if you're going to respond. You know what respond is, huh? You can't lay up and pray in tongues. Because you're going to be zeezing again. Instead of you going rebo shotele masha, you're going to be going, hello. And then you wake up the next morning and you say, I knew I should have got up. Come on. How many guilty in here? I thought it was me, but it was you, Lord. And see, everybody won't be spiritual when we gather together as a spiritual house. But nobody want to talk to about the training you got to go through to get there.
That's right, sir.
You can be up all hours of the night in this business because you got to recognize that touch. Because it's at that time God really want to tell you something. Now, I'll tell you a secret. It's best to seek God early in the morning. I'm not talking about 6 o'clock. Because too many demons moving at 6. Oh, y'all say, huh? Well, demon activity increases as human activity increases. Because demons can't move without somebody to move through. So 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, it's a nice quiet atmosphere. You say, why? Less traffic. I thought I should help y'all. If you won't catch on fire, you need to know when you. Okay, go ahead, read.
We must be consumed by our passion for him.
See, we must be consumed. Watch what they say. About our passion for him. Passion for him. One of the most outstanding characteristics in Apostle Thompson's life, of whom we are joined to follow, is his passion for God. You can talk about money coming, and that's wonderful. God gave it to him. But I'm about to show you something. He don't love money coming more than he loved God. He loved the God who gave him money coming. That's why he loved the assignment of money coming. If you start loving your assignment more than you love God, you're going to trust the assignment to do what you can't do except you stay connected to the one who gave it to you. Ask John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the preparer of the way. He's the one out of his own mouth say when He must increase. I must decrease. Right. Well, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. Because he was still baptizing and questioning Jesus about his disciples baptizing. Then got offended. I say he did get offended when his disciples left him to go join with Jesus. Y'all not talking. Because the preparer of the way got to get the hell out of the way when the way show up. So he should have been packing up his repentance sermon and going on with Jesus to get the real baptism. But when you don't pack and go where you're supposed to go, now you got to get your head cut off. Wow. Now, see, some of y'all, I don't know what you'll be reading about. And Jesus himself spoke about John the Baptist. But he said, in talking about John the Baptist, we missed this. He said, blessed is he who's not offended in me. See, many people are offended with Apostle Thompson and won't connect to him. Because, see, they didn't get the assignment. That's why we have so much competition. You got to follow who God is. God told Joshua, I'm going to do things in your life. I'm going to magnify you before the people so the people will follow you. So what God is doing in apostles' life, so God is doing it. Say, now that's a man worth following. But when you got an ego edging God out, that's what ego means, edging God out. Now, God can connect you to who you're supposed to be connected to because you think you are walking wonder and ain't going nowhere. Okay, hurry up, son. Read. What's the next one?
We must not put anything.
We must not put anything.
Object or excuses.
Object or excuses.
In a way that will stop us from becoming ignitable vessels.
In a way that will stop us from becoming ignitable vessels. Now, one of those things that stop us is the principle of pursuit. That keeps you from becoming ignitable. You stop pursuing. You drift away. Or you want your way. This ain't Burger King. And even if Burger King tell you, have your way, it's only... you go to Burger King, it say have your way, right? Yes, huh? You have your way with all of the ingredients made for that sandwich.
That's right. That's right.
You can't go to Burger King and say, I want a Whopper, but put that chicken on there.
Yeah, right.
Amen. And charge them the same price.
Right.
See, have it your way comes with guidelines. Freedom comes with guidelines. Choices come with guidelines. You can't do your own thing.
Come on. Yes.
And you can't have it your way.
Yes.
Unless it's... see, when Burger King say have it your way, they mean have it your way, the Burger King way. Because they got parameters with that Whopper. Are you listening? Anything you want extra... your way gonna cost you. Just thought I should tell you. Okay, keep going.
We must give ourselves completely.
We must give ourselves completely.
To God and this will allow.
We must give ourselves completely to God.
And this will allow his fire to gain momentum in us.
And when we give ourselves completely to God, it will cause his fire to gain momentum in us. Are you listening? That's why Jesus made this statement. I always do the things that please my Father. Case closed. He stayed on fire. Not my will, thy will be done. Are you listening? Not what I want, what you want. It is my Father in me, he doeth the works. I speak what my Father say, and I do what I see him do. It don't get no plainer than that. Y'all talking about I did the miracle, I'm telling you who did it. It wasn't me, it was my Father. Jesus said, the miracles that I do is my Father doing them in me.
Yes.
So when people come tell us about the miracles we're doing, it's really our Father in us.
Yes.
The apostles only did miracles because of the miracle worker in them, the Holy Ghost. The same one that was doing the miracles through Jesus. Don't get it twisted. Jesus knew who it was doing the work. And he told him, it's not me. It's my Father in me. His Father could only be in him the same way he's in us, in the person of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead.
Number four is a need to spread.
A need to spread. There's a need for the revival to spread. Go ahead. Read.
Revival fire has the ability to spread.
Revival fire has the ability to spread.
When a fire doesn't catch on, it will soon die out.
Notice it says it has the ability to spread, but you need combustible material.
Right.
You don't need anti-flame material.
Right.
I know that's just reality. Some folks will never be filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't want no fire. They've been sprayed with some repellent. The same word we teach you that you should speak in tongues, another person will come and say, went out with the last apostle. Here you telling a man who speak in tongues, tongues no longer exist. Get that out your mind. Read your own Bible. Acts 2:38 talks about that fire is available to Jew and Gentile, but you're not going to see it if you don't follow the people who God authorized to teach it to you. So turn to Acts 2:38 so I can show it to you. The fire wasn't limited for the Jews. Hello. You got to hurry up now. We don't have all night. We got a little bit of time. What did it say? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the what? Remission of sin. And
you shall receive the gift of the
Holy Ghost the gift of the Holy Ghost.
For the promises unto you.
Notice this now. Let's pay attention in class. Now, this is on the day of Pentecost. This is Peter preaching. There were Jews that gathered from all over the earth. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they came for the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Now, what? For the promises unto you. Come
and
on.
To your children.
And to your children. Say generational.
Generational.
It's to you, your seed, and your children. Read.
And to all that are far.
Oh, and to all that are afar off. Guess who he was talking about? The Gentiles. The Gentiles were the ones who were far off. Are you listening? So he was saying in that, as Peter was preaching, God said, this is for the Jew and the Gentile. And God used Peter to go preach to Cornelius,
yes,
and his family. And as he was preaching, the same Holy Ghost, yes, right, that visited them on the day of Pentecost fell in Cornelius' house.
Yes,
and now Peter got to go answer to his Jewish brethren, what in the hell are you doing in the Gentile house? Are you listening? But Peter said, I perceive that God is of no respecter of persons, but in every nation that worketh righteousness. You understand that? Huh? But now I'm about to show you something. But that same Peter still had a prejudice problem. Like folks still have a black problem today. That's in the world. That's even in, I understand that people got to, no, this is not an ethnic class. This is the reality of where the church is.
Right.
The church is not one.
Right.
We're divided just like Democrats and Republicans.
Right. So true.
And the only way you can lead a certain group of people is your skin tone got to be like theirs.
Right.
But we got to get rid of that mess.
Right. Yes,
apostles don't come in colors.
Come
they come in anointing. You have to accept, it's the goods that they pack. Remember, the label doesn't define the contents. The contents defines the label. And God will put that apostolic call into whoever he wants it to be. You must receive them based upon that anointing and that call. You can't think that somebody is superior. There's this, this spirit of superiority is being killed in the church. Because it's the most segregated time. And one of these last moves of revival will be the unification of his church.
Thank you, Lord.
which cannot be done until some people get off their high horses. This whole presidency, the American government, all that stuff is indicative of what goes on in the church.
That's right.
Wow. Where the church prayed for one president and wouldn't pray for the other. Yeah. Prayed for this president personally and didn't pray for the other one simply because of the color of his skin.
Come on, sir.
Why did President Barack Obama have to be the Antichrist? How come it can't be President Donald Trump?
Right.
Or some other one before him?
Right.
See, we got to get rid of that mess. Y'all know nobody want to talk about it though, right? You know, people get a little nervous. But I can preach this with all white folks sitting out here because I'm anointed to do it.
Right.
Are you listening? And watch this. I ain't afraid of you. Because revival cannot spread when it's being impeded. That you can't accept the vessel that God sent it through. You only want to accept it if you got it. Or it came out of your camp. No, money cometh, not Church of God in Christ. Money cometh, not Word of Faith. Money cometh, is not Presbyterian. Money cometh, is not Methodist. Money cometh, is not A.M.E. Money cometh, is not all them other ones. Baha, Yaha, Diha, all that stuff. No, God gave it to this apostle here. And in order to receive it, you got to connect to it. It's not a denominational thing. It's an apostolic thing. Read the next one. For the revival to gain momentum,
it must spread sideways.
It must spread sideways. It's got to go wide.
Yeah.
It's got to go wide. You know why it's got to go wide? It gets so wide you can't go around it. Did you hear that? You can't run around it. And when it gets so wide, this is the other thing. It gets so wide, it just sweeps everything in its path. Fire cannot be stopped, children.
Amen.
You got it? Go ahead.
We must seek God's face.
We must seek God's face.
To find ways to spread and propagate the revival.
We must seek God's face in order to find ways to spread and to propagate God's revival. See, we got to seek God's face. He's the initiator. So that means he the one started it. But you got to follow directions to keep the fire burning. Because watch this, you can't put the revival in a box. That's why we get all these different denominations. They get one little revelation ready to run off and start another denomination.
Right.
We don't need more denominations.
Right.
We need apostolic government.
Amen.
The church is one.
Amen.
Doesn't matter all these labels they have.
Right.
Only one Lord, one Father, one God and Father. Only one Lord Jesus Christ. Only one Holy Spirit. These three are one. They are united in one. They're not in competition with each other. They complement each other, complete each other. The church got to get there till we all come to the unity of the faith. We can't do that with all of this division. See, we got to receive the gifts that God sent. Now, people won't understand this, but I'm glad Apostle looked like me. Because we the only group can't get it together. We the only group think we need somebody else to lead us. Who don't look like us. That's Willie Lynch slave mentality. And when people hear this, they think you're spewing racism. No, don't play the race card. This is apostolic. This is no different than the Jews. The Jews thought they had it. They thought they were superior to the Gentiles. Y'all get upset if you want to. But that's what happened. The Jews thought they were superior to the Gentiles. Peter, the chief apostle to the Jews. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, had to call him on the carpet and say, you're the reason for this separation that exists. Then had to get on one of his men who was traveling with him. See, even he caught someone. See, because before Peter showed up, the Jews were eating with the Gentiles.
Right. Uh-huh.
But when Peter came, they separated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, the Jews were taught
yeah.
from yea high. You ain't supposed to have no dealings with the Gentiles.
Right.
Come on. But Jesus came and said, other sheep I have. Which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Remember when God appeared to Abram and gave him the promise, God gave Abram the promise and cut covenant with Abram while Abraham was a Gentile. Gave him the covenant to become a Jew. So in the covenant, both Jew and Gentile. See, God said he received the promise in uncircumcision and was circumcised, come on now, to seal the promise, showing that both Jew and Gentile would be heirs to the promise. Because there's no separation in Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. People read all of this stuff and still carry on as though Jesus didn't write it. In 2017, there are people still think they're superior to us because we don't look like them. There's an education in the spirit. You don't have to read a book to get it. Neology will outdo theology. Never forget that. Seeking God. That's what I'm talking about, neology. Seeking God outdoes theology. Because in neology, you get revelation. In theology, you know what you get. Read.
Number five, a need to be watched.
The revival has a need to be watched. Go.
Revival fire needs to be watched.
Revival fire needs to be watched.
An unwatched fire is an unmarked fire.
Unwatched fire is an unmarked fire.
Leaders in the coming revival.
Leaders in this coming revival.
Need to see that the fire is not misused and abused.
We got to see that the fire is not misused and abused. If you don't understand the purpose of the thing, you will misuse it and abuse it. That's why so many women are abused and misused. Because folk got the wrong idea about them.
That's right, sir.
Hello, somebody.
That's right, sir.
All this stuff in the church between male and female, people just got to get the right. And young ladies, don't get offended. Don't get offended. You got to, we can't go past the Bible. There must be a reason why Jesus chose 12 men with all them girls he had following him. So don't be up here like some of these girls out here getting all messed up in their head. You can't compete with men.
Amen.
You are made differently.
Amen.
I'm just being real.
Yes,
I'm not going to tell a woman she's not called to be something. That's between them and God. But I believe the Bible have a pattern.
Yes, sir.
I believe I got to stick with the Bible.
Yes,
I believe if Jesus wanted one to be one, he would have chose one. Must have been something he saw or knew that he didn't. Now, who am I to try to do something just because we use that scripture, well, in Christ, there's neither male nor female. But in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. There's no gender in him. But when it came time for him to build the church, he was building it. And he built it and he gave gifts unto men. Now in the Bible, females are referred to as prophetess. But I never saw an apostoless. But that's me. I'm sorry. So people get mad and angry at you. Now I'm not saying that God can't give a female insight into all of these things. That may be wonderful. But insight into it and the call to it is two different things. Because watch this. The Bible said in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, watch this, thirdly teachers. The purpose of teachers is to clearly make known what is revealed by the apostles and the prophets. A teacher brings clarity to it. They make it crystal clear so you can't misunderstand. So just because you get revelation as a teacher doesn't qualify you to be an apostle. That's why we can't have true revival. You ain't got time to be crying. Katrina hit. We don't need a governor who cried. We need somebody who took some action. Y'all going to get upset with me, but I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me, females. Listen to the man of God. You don't want to get in some place that God didn't call you. Because you ain't built to handle certain kind of pressure. and pressure bust pipes. See, we don't have time to be emotional. Men are not, that's why y'all accuse us of not having feelings. Because we don't react like y'all do. Oh, you cold. You heartless. No, I'm not. And then this last lie got to end. Mothers love that. You have no idea the love of a father. A real father, a real father, love his wife and them children. The love of the mother is no greater than the love of her. As a matter of fact, we talking about mother, bear, protect the children. Touch my family. Touch apostle family. Mess with Mom Thompson or one of the children, and you see who got the fire. Because a real father breathing much heavier than Mama Bear. I'm just trying to help y'all here. We love a lot deeper than what people think, because the love of the Father is a source. Come on now. The Father's the source. That means everything comes from the Father. So we need to quit tripping, talking about a woman love. Baby, you don't love no more than a man. You just don't understand it because he from Mars. You from Venus. And that's why God said the woman was deceived, not the man. So God put it in order. God the one who did it like that, not Ron. So don't get mad at me. That's why a woman was made subjected to her husband, because she was deceived. So if she could be deceived back then, she can be deceived now. She got to be covered. That's why you need an apostle. Lord, somebody gonna get mad at me. Read, hurry up, son. How much time we got on here? Boy, what that clock? 2 minutes. Boy, hurry up. Read.
We need to watch the fire so that it will not die down.
We got
to
watch the fire so it won't die down.
But will spread widely.
But it will spread widely.
We need to watch the fire to make sure it is fulfilling.
We got to watch the fire to make sure that it is fulfilling
the eternal purposes of God.
God's eternal purposes. Read.
We must direct the fire until it hits.
We got to direct the fire until it hits
the bullseye of the purpose of God.
The bullseye of the purpose of God. Go.
Number 6, a need to ensure individual fire.
There's a need to ensure individual fire.
In a revival, the whole community is on fire.
In a revival, every individual on fire.
Everybody is moving in the same direction.
Everybody going in the same direction. Hold up, I got to stop there for a minute. You can't go in the same direction unless you have the same agenda. Yeah. We are all different. Men different from women different from men. Every family in here, we all were raised different. Come on now. We think different. Amen. So the only way all of us can go in the same direction, we have to have something independent of all of us. So when we unify around God's word, it doesn't discriminate on how we were raised. Come on now. I mean, women and men argue for some crazy stuff. See, some people have toothpaste. They squeeze in the middle. So when you get married, she's squeezing in the middle. But you've been taught to squeeze from the bottom. So now you get your tube and it's all square and you mad at her over toothpaste. I'm trying to help you. Are you listening? So we have differences. Amen. I don't want to go into a lot more differences. That's enough right there. Come on, read. Hurry up.
And it's drawn into the same flow of his anointing.
And drawn into the same flow of his anointing. That's it.